Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're learning so much about your sovereignty and your ways over the developments among men and your way to protect your people, the Jews, as we study this book of Esther, that we are excited every day that we come with it in hand, knowing that you want to teach us more things about yourself and your son Jesus and your ways. So today, Lord, I pray that you will bless us again with the truth of your Holy Spirit and that we will learn those things and then, Lord, be given the power to live according to those things. And we'll give you thanks for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is 300 More Slain. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 15. On the 13th day of Adar, a law giving command to destroy the Jews was to be carried out all over the Persian Empire. However, a subsequent law allowing the Jews to defend themselves was issued, and when the day came, Jews were victorious over the enemies, and many of those who opposed them were slain. King Ahasuerus of Persia asked his queen, Esther, who was a Jew, if she desired anything else of him. And her answer was that the Jews have an additional day to defend themselves. The king granted her request, and in chapter 9, verse 15 of the book of Esther, we see the Jews' victories on the 14th day of Adar. We read, For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month of Adar and slew 300 men at Shushan. But on the prey they laid not their hand. The verse begins, For the Jews that were at Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month of Adar and slew 300 men at Shushan. We may remember that the 10 sons of Haman were hung in the streets of Shushan as a reminder to everyone to never come against the Jews in the manner of Haman again. And this must have been a huge backdrop to what happened on the 14th day. The boldness of the Jews to defend themselves must have been at an all-time high, so they gathered themselves together and slew 300 men at Shushan. We might also recall that they already slew 500 men who were in the palace at Shushan, so the number of the enemy casualties continued to grow. Rather than be destroyed, the Jews were destroying those who dared stand against them. The verse goes on to say, But on the prey laid not their hand. They laid not their hand. Once again, we are told that the Jews did not partake of the spoils. This was not normal, as those who won in battles usually gathered any valuables that belonged to their enemies. Rather than take of the worldly goods, it was as though the Jews desired their preservation and victory be noted as their gain. They were entitled to the spoils, but they chose to honor the fact that they were alive and their enemies' desire for their demise failed. We too have an enemy who desires to destroy us. These enemies are spiritual enemies whom Paul the Apostle speaks of in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These enemies desire that we never know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And when they can't stop that, their mission is to destroy our testimony and lives. Let us take inspiration from the Jews as we contemplate the battle with our enemy. Let us gather together and begin to slay them in the name of Jesus, and rather than seek the earthly valuables which might be available after the victories, let us simply rejoice in the fact that Jesus has made us more than conquerors. Next time, we will see a huge number of the Jews' enemies slain. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.